We're going to have a little meditation before the channel. So come to that nice, quiet, happy place inside where all of that joy just goes right out your pores. And you take a deep breath in. Yeah. And just let that place inside of you where joy lives, where it bubbles up, come and be right around your heart. And let a beautiful time of inner silence and inner connection begin to unfold for you. Let this be a moment where you can find the peace and the love that's in your heart. That peace and that beautiful love that's been in the room all day and will continue into this evening. Take a breath into that. And know that you are the creators of your own waves of love. And you fill this room, this space, this weekend, whether you are in this room or when you leave, you take this with you. You take this wisdom. You take this love. And you take your light when you leave.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. I state things that I have stated before for the new ones. In an older energy, channeling looked different. And the reason is because it was an older energy. There was a lot more things to slog through for a human to come to a place where literally they could reflect to the other side of the veil, step away, step aside, and get a pure message. Sometimes it took a long time, an adjustment, literally, of the biology to get to a place where there was a pure meditative state, special breathing. And what you see now is instant. And the answer to why would that be is multifold. It depends upon the individual, but the reason is because there is no more black and white, they and them and you, it's a meld. I asked my partner years ago if he was ready for the next step, and he said yes, and this step was the meld. I told him he was playing church with Kryon. And he asked me, what was that? And I told him, it's where you report to the chair. And you dress different. And in comes the Kryon. And when it's over, you get out of the chair and change clothes. And he never thought of that. And I said, perhaps it's time to carry that which is both of us with you all your life. And that's what you see today. And it doesn't stop there. When we've told you anyone can channel, this is the meld we speak of, starting with an intuitive feeling and graduating to conversation. It's the meld of God inside and the human being. The basic element of the creation story is still with you, God inside. I want to go through a lineage of some questions, not many. Questions that we have talked about before, but not in 2018. So this will be the first time we have taken these questions and elaborated on them for this year. But unlike some of the other years where we talk about these questions, the answers will reflect something totally different. There is a new paradigm before you. Even within the questions you ask in the chair is the revelation of a bias. And the bias is of an older energy where you truly don't yet understand where it's going, where you've gone, or what is next. So let this be the first question in a channel that we will then entitle Odd Answers. The question is this. Grind, what's next? You've talked about what is, talked about all of this shift. What's next? Another surprise, perhaps. What's next? Here's my answer. I want you to go back with me and interview perhaps your grandparents or your great-grandparents, depending upon how old you are. They're embroiled in the second war of the earth. Everyone's at war. What is the main question they would ask? What's next? Go to the ones at the end of that war. If they survived. And at the very end, when everything is in ruins and shambles and the earth looks like it's headed for who knows what, what will they ask? What's next? Go 20, 30 years more in the middle of the Cold War, 50,000 nuclear weapons all pointed at one another. And there you are asking, what's next? And here you are asking the same thing. Here's the answer. Stop asking the question. Here's why. The training in the old energy is profound, and you don't even know you've been trained. You fear the future. You don't want unexpected things. If you were one of those young men to join an organization where you camped out a lot, the motto was, be prepared. In that very statement, you have to look at why. Because if you're not, you might perish. If you're not prepared, bad things will happen. It's built in to the human consciousness that around the corner is trouble. Did you ever think this? Did you ever analyze the question? What's next? It's always asked in frustration. Always. What if we told you this? What's next? You're going to meet somebody. It's going to change your life. What would you do? I'll tell you what you'd do. You'd mess it up. Too much information. The new human doesn't ask what's next, because that is an old question based in fear. The question now is not a question at all. It's a statement. I'm not afraid of the future. Whatever happens next will be most benevolent for myself. I can hardly wait. I will expect good things because that will reflect my magnificence. That's who you are. Not one who would cower and go, I don't know. What's next? That's an odd answer, isn't it? Get out of that paradigm that asks that question. It's another one that we hear. It's hard to be positive, Cryon, when all around me is turmoil. Bad things. It's hard to be positive. I'm trying my best to think positive, to be positive, all of these things that you've been talking about. But everything I see around me does not enforce that things are getting better. How can I be more positive, Cryon? Well, let's ask the caterpillar. like we have in so many channels. Here is the caterpillar. It's a worm crawling on the ground. And he begins a process, much like you. His is much shorter, but much like you. And you start interviewing and you're saying, you know what's ahead? It's going to be a miracle. You won't recognize yourself. You won't even be worm-like. And I won't want to tell you because you wouldn't believe it. And the caterpillar says, you know, I'm shutting down. I'm about ready to crawl in my coffin. And you're telling me things are going to get really good. And you say, yes, you have no idea what's going to happen. As the caterpillar crawls into what he thinks is his coffin and it closes. And he goes into that metamorphosis that you are going through. And if you told him that he can leave the ground and fly above the trees and be one of the most beautiful creatures on earth, would he have believed it? Would the worm have believed it as he crawled into this thing that he didn't understand? And the answer is, there's no way you'd have ever convinced the worm that he'd be a butterfly. No, you can't think positive in the middle of a turmoil because you're trained that the turmoil means danger and death. Anytime there is changes of this kind, whether it's in your economy or your politics, anything internationally, anything you see is trouble. That's where you go with it. Anything you see is trouble. Instead of somehow with an elegance of maturity, and you say, I pull on my Akash to remember something, the prophecies, perhaps on the other planets. This is the beginning of an amazing metamorphosis of humanity. And in this time, it will appear as though there is great death, trouble, inappropriateness, as the darkness tries to take back what is lost. The battle is at hand before the sun comes out. That's the answer. And it's an odd answer of how can I be more positive? Through understanding of what you may be going through. Karan, I want to help others. I don't know how am I supposed to help others. Lots have changed here. That's what I want to do with my life. I want to help others. Question 3. Now, this one is going to have the same answer as it always has been. Only it's more profound now than ever before. Ever before. And it involves processes that didn't even exist before 2012. How can you help others? What's the best way? By taking care of yourself. By growing into a compassionate human being that becomes multidimensional, where your very thoughts can posture energy for others across the planet. The teaching of today was about the power of consciousness and how science is now seeing it as a player on the field of physics. Consciousness can change reality. And here you sit asking how you can help others, not understanding that the tool is before you. The greater you grow yourself and understand who you are and start relaxing in the arms of spirit and stop fearing and stop worrying and all these things, the more attractive you become to others. Those next to you in the family will see it and ask about it. Those you don't know in troubled places will receive your energy because you can send them things that'll make them peaceful so they can make decisions better for themselves. There's always free choice. But what you can do is posture the energy around somebody in sorrow so they can understanding that God is there and they're being taken care of and it's all right to grieve as they are loved instead of being on the edge of life itself. Instead of being despondent, perhaps even suicidal, You can send energy to cocoon them with love, understanding, compassion. And in that cocoon, they will make other decisions that are more reasonable because they'll feel loved, understood, and become more peaceful with who they are and the situation they're in. I hope I gave you that correctly. How can I help others? Take care of yourself. Don't put a name on the others that you want to help. But crying, I've got a sister here and a brother here, and I've got this and that. Take care of yourself. They will know it. They will feel it. Your compassion goes everywhere. That's the best answer and will always be the answer in this, the new energy. Question 4. How can I get out of fear? Crying, I'm trying my best. I'm always afraid. I'm always afraid. And whatever you've said in the past, it's not enough. How can I get out of fear? And the answer is to understand why you're in it. I didn't just give you a protocol, did I? I didn't give you an exercise, did I? I didn't give you some facts you should know about getting out of fear, really, did I? I said, you can get out of fear by knowing what caused it. And the one in fear will say, what do you mean, what caused it? It's human nature. I'm in fear. No, it isn't. I will tell you why. You were trained to be in fear. Trained. From birth. Because older energy always sees change as bad. All change equals death or worse. The end of a civilization, perhaps. Massive change on the planet is frightening because you were trained that it would be. And some of the training comes from spiritual systems who say you were born dirty and then it gets worse. Other fear is trained from parents who say, be careful, be careful. Watch for this, watch for that. Because when you don't know what you don't know, it's going to be bad. That's another paradigm shift, isn't it? How to get out of fear? I want you to understand that that is a bias. Being afraid is a bias. A high consciousness human being is not fearful. They're circumspect. They got their feelers out for the energy of tomorrow, today. They move with the energy that they feel and sense through intuition and, yes, channeling. The human being will feature that kind of channeling for themselves to know where to go, when to go, what it means. And in none of those places will they state, I am afraid, because that comes from biased training. It always says, fear what you don't know. I'll tell you, one of the biggest changes, dear ones, is this. The light that you carry today is like a searchlight. The light that you carry today is like a lighthouse. It's so brilliant, so bright, that when you walk into the dark, there is no darkness. It cannot exist because of you. There is no walking into the darkness when you have a light that's so bright the darkness will flee. You illuminate your path before you. You cannot ask anymore, why do I fear, when you have the light? You can't ask what's around the corner when you can see it. This is a new paradigm. That was the answer to question 4. An odd answer to a basic three-dimensional old energy question. Number 5. When's it going to improve? I'm waiting. I've been waiting a long time. Dear human, it's an odd, very odd situation that humans have. There is an improvement at your feet, around you, in your culture, surrounding you, on your news, in your life, around others, but it's not fast and furious. It's incremental. And here's the other bias. Unless I can see sweeping change, there is no change. You have to wait 50 years and look backward to say, yeah, look, it changed. But instead, what you see on the news that I said would take place, where integrity is starting to raise its head in dark places, that's Cryon 101. Where systems are starting to change because they care about humanity. That's Cryon 101. That's changing. Amidst all of the destruction, the death, the unbalance that you see, look at what it then pushes, the envelope of integrity starting to move, shift. All of this, you're looking at it. And then you raise your hand and say, well, when's it going to change? Again, the bias is not fast enough, Cryon. That is a human issue, dear ones. You can make these changes as fast as you want, humanity. You are on a fast track and you don't even know it. This is how long it takes cultures to shift and change. I'll make a statement that I haven't made. You're above the curve. Other civilizations, it took a lot longer. You're starting to see it and realize it and move with it. That's scary, because now the change that you see, incremental as it might be, causes other things to move around, and that scares you. When the darkness comes out and rattles its saber at you, what it's saying is this: there's too much light here. If I rattle the saber a little further and harder, it'll make people afraid. It'll stop the light. Well, it didn't, and it hasn't so far. Again, we'll say, two steps forward, one step backwards, this is learning. Dark and light doesn't then shift automatically into the light, and the earth then is different than it used to be yesterday. It takes a generation, sometimes two, sometimes three. But you get to start seeing it, and you are. That was the answer to number five, which happens to be the numerological equivalent of change. If you go back and you study the messages of Cryon and start analyzing how Cryon does what Cryon does, there are discoveries within discoveries. I lay these things out so someday the study will reveal things to you. More than not, when I start giving groups of things, they're group of six. I've just revealed a secret. Not even that, those who study Cryon have come up with that. The lists often are six. And that is because the six often represents harmony, perfectness, that which is God and human. And it brings us then to the last question, the sixth one. What is a tool we can use today? A tool that perhaps we don't know about. Tool that is new since 2012, a tool of consciousness that can make things happen for ourselves, for others, for the planet, and accelerate the shift into light. So I'll tell you, it's a tool that you don't believe in. It's a tool that is coming. It's a tool that I've talked about before. It's a tool that is unbelievable because of your reality bias when you ask the questions 1 through 5. The tool is this. Your consciousness creates reality. And whatever it is that you wish to create is creatable through a consciousness that is pure, compassionate, and expects the benevolence that it deserves. This is so powerful, like never on the planet before, that someday it will be common. As the field starts to show itself more, and the benevolence of a harmonious physics starts to reveal itself more, you'll understand what coherence really is. It's a tool of new consciousness. If you didn't understand what I just said, it's because you don't know it yet. I've just given you something. It's coming. So powerful are you that the elusiveness of the word even consciousness can become solidified, understood, workable, and what you think you can create. And because the human being will start to think differently, the creation will be harmony. And eventually, through consciousness, listen, you will create a civilization that will never harm itself. It will be abhorrent. It will not be benevolent. It will not be compassionate. It will be barbaric. And this is the new tool that will create that for civilization of no more war. And that will be the beginning of a graduate planet. It's not that far away. Crying, I wish I saw it now. I wish I could see it now. Yes, you do. Dear human being with a soft heart and compassion, love for others, yes, you do. And that is the seed that you're going to plant that's going to create it in others. Don't worry. You'll be here to see it, all of you. Old souls, almost each one, almost. You're coming back. You'll see it. In this graduate time, reincarnation is different. I've told you this. I don't want you to fear it. I don't want you to even think about it. Death has no sting. You'll be back smarter than you were, wiser than you were, healthier than you were, living longer lives. That's in the future. Regardless of what you think is happening on this planet, as the caterpillar climbs into what he thinks is his coffin, the end of everything may just be the beginning of flight, of life, of beauty, of soaring to the clouds. Understand these things this day. You deserve it. It's the magnificence of who you are and God inside. And so it is.